Chapter 53. Light Bulbs. Sola realized she was already on thin ice by secretly opposing the Wehrguild. The Shadow had no love for the Lotus, not since the Second War, but she was already in trouble with her familia. It would take only the work of a moment for her elders to review the command logs of the hospital and uncover that she had been slowing Jurgen's people down. If one of the elders that still looked favorably upon her did the investigation, she'd get away with a chuckle and a slap on the wrist. If one of the elders gunning for her decided to investigate, then her actions were all the proof they'd need to throw her to the wolves. She might even be handed over to the Lotus. Still, Jurgen had really pissed her off, which was why her fingers tapped on her link in a particular pattern, triggering a simple command. After all, trouble might come to her any day, but she could shit on Jurgen Sunday right now. Just as Finn was thinking it was time for a heroic last stand, and it would have been heroic, a metal door to his right cracked open with the sound of a releasing lock. With no other option, he didn't question it. He just further kicked open the ajar door and dove inside. That quick action saved his freedom, and likely his life. As he entered the room, a whirring sound passed right over his head. It was the dagger he'd thrown coming back to him. It sailed just over his head, missing him by centimeters. The blade cut through the air fast enough to make a faint whistle. It had definitely come back at him faster than he'd thrown it. As he slammed the door behind him, he heard a curse in German that Geneva translated. "I said take him alive, you fools!"
"Yup," Finn thought definitively. "No shame in a strategic retreat."
Once he was inside the room, he saw that he'd finally had a bit of luck. It was a farm supply closet. Simple medical supplies sat on the shelves that lined either wall. The back of the closet looked a bit like a series of metal panels with a built-in electric interface. He knew those panels could dispense any type of medicine patients would need. That included narcotics and other expensive meds, which was why hospitals typically protected these rooms with heavy doors. He spun around, looking at the door before thinking, "Yes!" When Finn had slammed the door shut, he'd thought it had taken a bit of extra effort. Now that he was doing his best to remember, he realized it had even made a faint thunk when it closed. Most farm closets were protected by a reinforced door, yet another legacy of the war. Just like war protocol, buildings were mandated to have reinforced rooms now, in case of emergency. In hospitals, it just made sense to secure the most high-value items that could easily be stolen. Finn wasted no time, flipping up a plastic cover and slamming his hand against the large red button underneath. A series of faint clicks sounded along with an almost imperceptible electric hum, showing the EM locks around the door had engaged. Outside the door, he heard shouting, and then a faint thud. Almost definitely someone slamming their shoulder against the door, then muted cursing. Finn grinned. He'd done it. He'd kept those blonde fuckers from getting him. Now all he had to do was wait until the authorities came to investigate why a war protocol had been triggered. Turning around, his eyes scanned the walls of his small safe haven. His small, now exitless, room with bloodthirsty Nazi Yakuza on the other side of the door.
"Well," he admitted, looking around like a trapped stallion, "this is less than ideal."
With no better option, he braced his back against the door and waited to see how this would all play out. Heavy footsteps sounded outside of the door, followed quickly by a thud that felt like a battering ram had hit it from the outside. Finn was pretty sure the target of his dagger throw, the big guy that had shattered the ice on the floor before, was making his displeasure known. Even through the reinforced door, the force of that hit shot reverberations through the door, making his lacerated arm throb. "You have suffered 0 damage." Finn looked at the door in disbelief. He was really getting tired of thinking this, but that shouldn't be possible. Farm closet doors weren't exactly bank vaults, but they were still 3 inches of solid steel, sealed secure with no less than 5 electromagnetic locks.
Someone slamming into one shouldn't do anything else except give that idiot a sore shoulder, let alone hit it hard enough that the transmitted force could hurt him. Then again, the word possible was getting a major overhaul these days.
"Hey, Biggin," he yelled. "No hard feelings about the whole knife to the face thing. I mean, you're not gonna hold a grudge, right?"
The response was an even stronger slam against the door, and something Finn couldn't quite make out. It sounded like,
"I am Klaus,"
but that made no sense, so he assumed the guy was speaking Finnish or something.
"Yeah, he's definitely holding a grudge," Finn muttered.
He decided not to re-brace against the door. Even though that freak was bashing the metal harder than a human should be able to, he shouldn't be able to get through the barrier anytime soon. Besides, that last hit had kind of hurt. On the other side of the door, a female spoke loud enough for him to hear her sadistic, alemannic tone.
"Our patriarch is going to skin you alive, you know. He said I can use what he takes off to make some boots. I have some jeans and a white top that would go great with that brown color."
An unhinged laugh followed her taunt.
"You need therapy, lady,"
Finn shouted back. Under his breath, he muttered,
"God damn, that's fucked up."
Feminine laughter came through the door right before another slam hit it. This time the door creaked and definitely rattled before the locks re-engaged. Unfortunately, Finn had even more urgent problems to deal with.
"You are bleeding. -1 HP. HP remaining. 23 of 58.
Crap. Finn started to curse, seeing his health was well under half now. Then he remembered that was only because his constitution was threshold 2. In his old body, the one he'd rocked for most of his life, he'd only have about 25%. Finn grinned to himself. Amazing how easily you could get used to this superhero stuff. He grabbed some gauze and tape from a shelf. As he dressed his arm, Finn cast his gaze all around the room.
What else can I do? What else can I do?
He still felt relatively safe in the farm closet, but wasn't quite as sure he could just hide in here until the cavalry came. One evil Thumbelina Thor out there might just be able to beat down the door given enough time. The guy clearly had some sort of strength power, and who knew what the limit was? And two, for all he knew, these suited bastards had some cops on the payroll. It would certainly explain why they were so brazen as to come after him like this in broad daylight. There was at least one bit of good news.
"You have stopped bleeding."
It looked like, with the large wound taken care of, he wasn't actively losing HP anymore. He had plenty of smaller cuts, but those were just oozing blood. That done, he turned his attention back to the larger issue.
"I'm stuck in a supply closet, and I need something to fight magic freaks. What do I do?"
Saying it out loud made it seem obvious.
"I need to MacGyver it."
Looking around, unfortunately, there was no duct tape.
"Okay, plan B. I'll use magic."
Finn turned on his mana sight. Nothing in the room registered, only showing the same horrid emptiness he saw in other inanimate objects. Another thud against the door made him look over his shoulder. And that's when he really started to curse. His mana sight hadn't shown him anything in the room, but it was able to see through physical objects to a certain extent. The resolution dropped sharply, and he'd never have managed it before it was energized, but it extended just far enough now to give him a view of the hallway. When he looked at the door, he was just able to make out more than a dozen figures outside in the hall. As he watched, he saw even more enter his visual range.
"Just keeps getting better and better," he spat.
While the number of enemies wasn't great, it was what he saw inside of them that was the real problem. During the night, he'd scanned more than a dozen people with mana sight. He was able to examine the comatose patients in detail for hours. He'd found there was some variation in brightness of the mana pathways, how quickly the pulses of the light moved, and how thick the lines were.
What he'd learned was that there was a clear difference between the mana lines in a sick person compared to his own pathways. His were generally more vibrant and active than those of the patients in the ICU. The sickest patient's pathways looked like glow sticks that had been left on for hours and were about to fade completely. In contrast, Finn's mana skeleton looked freshly cracked neon blue. Every time he'd drained a cancer of life element, the pathways of the person would get stronger. It even felt like the line of light stabilized, though he wasn't exactly sure why he felt that way. None of the patient's pathways, or his own, had ever approached the luminous brilliance of the cancers themselves, however. Those burned like the sun, which was what made Finn curse. Now that he was able to really look, it was obvious. Every single one of the blue stick figures on the other side of the door was shining like a light bulb.